morning, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order here. Kent, are you going to do the line of read pledge today again?
We do pledge again. I can do that.
Yes, let's do the pledge.
I think I still remember.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wow.
You're doing blue slips today, too?
Mr. Chairman, if you want to do introductions really quick, and then we'll get into some service pins, please.
Good morning. I'm Bill Brake from Elgin, Arizona.
Good morning. I'm Jim Zeiler from St. John's.
Eric Sparks from Tucson.
Good morning. James Guggenauer from Payson.
Good morning. Kurt Davis from Phoenix.
Ty Gray, Director.
Jim Odenkirk, General Counsel.
I'm Tony Giles, Assistant Director, Information, Education, Recreation Division.
Doug Cummings, Assistant Director, Support Services Division.
Craig McMullen, Assistant Director, Field Operations.
Jim DeVos, Assistant Director for Wildlife Management.
All right, Mr. Chairman, we'll start with we have three service pins to present this morning. Three employees who are getting their 30-year pin, so pretty amazing stuff. We're going to start with Devin Skinner. And Devin's being joined by his mother, Clydell, daughters Ashley and Megan, son-in-law Blaine Taylor, granddaughters Presley and Ada, grandsons Bennett and Tillman, and Devin's sister Kim.
Baby wants a pin, that's all.
Yeah.
That's her own pin. Or her daddy wanted to do.
Is anybody still in Thatcher? It's great that you're all here. Devin was born and raised in Thatcher, Arizona. He graduated from Thatcher High School and then took 2 years off to complete a church mission in Brazil. After returning, Devin attended Eastern Arizona Community College and later transferred to ASU, where he received a bachelor's in wildlife biology. Devin began working with the department in 1989 in the Glen Canyon Environmental Studies Project. In 1991, he accepted a position as a wildlife manager and attended the police academy in Tucson. His first wildlife manager district was in Mesa, but he later took over Unit 28 and moved back to Thatcher. Devin is currently the wildlife manager in Unit 31 in Region 5. In 2012, he promoted to Wildlife Manager 3. Devin enjoys his role as community liaison and has planned and hosted several junior hunt camps and provided numerous talks and outreach activities in the Safford area. He's been awarded certificates of achievement for his work in youth hunting opportunities, chronic wasting disease collection program, and for translocations of golds, turkey, and pronghorn. He also received an Arizona Agriculture Teachers Association Outstanding Cooperator Award. Devin enjoys spending time with his family. He also enjoys hunting, fishing, and woodworking, especially turning things on his wood lathe. He's donated several of his wood production pieces for department charity and fundraising events. Devin really is a stalwart and a go-to person in the community. Devin, we thank you so much. Congratulations on 30 years. We really appreciate all you've done. And we're so glad all your family came. So our next pin recipient is Dave Cagle. With Dave is his wife Cheryl, mother-in-law Dolly, and his son Davey's going to come up, I believe. You're going to get some reactions off this first part. You know that, right? Dave moved from Kansas for the sole purpose of attending Arizona State University in 1976. After bypassing a potentially lucrative career in the financial sector, Dave decided to pursue his true passion in life, a career in wildlife management profession. Dave was hired as a wildlife manager in 1989 and was assigned to the Yuma South District. If you know Dave, you know that he loves hunting, so it's only natural that Dave promoted first to the Region 1 game specialist position and eventually to the terrestrial program manager. For the past 27 years, Dave has been a fixture in the Pine Top community, working to manage and improve hunting opportunities in the region and ensure that all aspects of the wildlife program are implemented. Highlights from Dave's career include establishing several new populations of Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep in the state, developing and implementing wildlife habitat improvement projects on our department properties and wildlife areas, and working along a talented Region 1 terrestrial program staff to implement our mission. Dave's interests include traveling with his wife Cheryl, spending quality time with family, and of course, hunting and fishing. Another one, Dave is retiring from the department this month. So again, Dave, thank you so much for 30 years of dedicated service. We wish you nothing but the best in your well-deserved retirement.
Thank you.
And our last 30-year pin service for today is Larry Phoenix. Larry Phoenix is currently the regional supervisor at our Kingman office. He started his career at the department as a fisheries intern in 1989 while attending Northern Arizona University. Then continued as a wildlife intern and promoted to a wildlife assistant for Region 5 while attending the University of Arizona. In May of 1991, he promoted to wildlife manager, where his first district was Game Management Units 43B and C in Region 4. During this period, Larry became one of the few department helicopter capture net gunners. If you see one of the videos of us doing the helicopter, that's probably Larry under the helmet. In 1995, Larry promoted to the Yuma Sector Field Supervisor, and in September of 1996, he transferred to the Flagstaff Area Field Supervisor. Larry received the Wildlife Manager of the Year Award in 1995 and has received several certificates of achievement and commendations for excellence throughout his career. He's received the Phoenix Elks Lodge Law and Order recognition and two Director's Awards from the Northern Arizona University Park Ranger Training Program. He's also honored by the Coconino Sportsmen for exemplary perseverance, leadership, and dedication as the department's lead for the Williams Flagstaff HPC. Larry served as an AZ Post driving subject matter expert for over 25 years, where he used his knowledge to train department staff and other Arizona officers until his promotion to the Region 3 supervisor. Larry also has a very, I'll call it, strange hobby. Larry's one of those people that does, like, long-distance runs. And when I mean long-distance, I'm not talking about marathons. I'm talking, like, 100 miles. And I think he has, like, a vision to run, like, 800 miles here pretty soon. So not sure what went wrong there, Larry. But anyway, Larry, thank you so much for 30 years of service. We really appreciate your leadership in the Kingman office and all you've done for the department.
Mr. Chairman, again, we talked about this yesterday with our pins, the commission. This is one of the best days that we, you know, these meetings. We look forward to these meetings where we recognize the experience and the dedication that our employees have provided this department. There's 90 years worth of service. Here today, there was 115 years of service getting pins yesterday, and to see over 200 years of experience in a room of people that have dedicated their lives to public service, it's just an honor as a commission to be able to be a part of that and see the due recognition. It's obviously a never enough recognition for the folks that we have that provide such a great service to our state. So thank you, and I hope we could have a five-minute break so we can at least say thank you to folks, if we could, Mr. Chairman.
We can. Let's take a five-minute break. We're back.
Morning, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Commission will be operating off an agenda revision number 1, dated December 4th, 2019. For the benefit of the public, agendas are available and located on the table by the door. If a member of the public wishes to speak to the Commission on any agenda item, please fill out a blue slip, also available on the table. Bring that up here, and we'll ensure you're recognizing the item you want to talk about. If you'd like to present the Commission with materials as part of your presentation, please place the materials in the box on the table by the door and make sure they are distributed. If you want to address the commission on something that is not on the agenda, we have a call of the public notice for that purpose. You can sign up for the call of the public, and the chair will recognize you, and at that time, you can make your presentation. In accordance with open meeting law, the commission is not able to discuss or take any action on a topic brought up in the call of the public because it was not noticed on the public agenda, but the commission may refer it to a future meeting or ask the department to meet with you to address your issue. We are webcasting this meeting. However, the webcast is not interactive. For today's meeting, members of the public must be present to submit a blue card to speak to the commission on an agenda item. That, Mr. Chairman, we can go to agenda item number one, which is our call to the public.
Mr. Director, just so you know, I've received no blue slips, and it does not appear that anybody from the public is here. So.
Okay. So we are going to go to the next agenda item, and we're going to go back to an item from yesterday that we tabled, which is item F-18. Let me pull it up here. This is El Paso Zoo request for 6 Gould's turkeys for a Chihuahuan desert exhibit. Presenter is Amber Munich, Big Game Program Supervisor.
Morning, Amber.
Got it now. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. Today I'm presenting a request from the El Paso Zoo to receive on loan 6 Gould's turkeys for a new exhibit they've got. The El Paso Zoo is a member of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. They're municipally funded, and they have an annual budget of about $2.7 million. Their overall size is 36 acres, and they have about 325,000 visitors annually. The Chihuahuan Desert exhibit is a new exhibit that they're building. It's going to be 2.3 acres in size, with a large mix area of 14,000 square feet. The large mix is kind of like our Phoenix Zoo, where they have all those animals in one general location. They plan to showcase most of our Chihuahuan Desert species across Arizona, New Mexico, and northern Mexico. They plan to include Mexican wolves, jaguars, pronghorn, peccaries, screech owls. You got the list of all the animals there, many birds, mammals, reptiles. This is going to be the entry to their exhibit. And this is the whole Chihuahuan Desert exhibit, with the area in red being the large mix area. If approved, the turkeys would be captured during one of our department-planned captures or our opportunistic captures that we have occurring in southeastern Arizona. We do not currently have any captures planned for this year, but we do on occasion do some impromptu or opportunistic captures down there. And so if we were to embark on one of those, we would take 6 of those turkeys that would captured and provide them to the El Paso Zoo. The department will be coordinating with Texas Parks and Wildlife Division and both the Arizona and Texas state veterinarians to ensure all importation requirements are covered. The 6 Gould turkeys would be held on an indefinite loan by the El Paso Zoo. Any progeny from those birds would belong to the El Paso Zoo. And that's the same approach that we use for animals in Arizona with the Phoenix Zoo, big game animals in Arizona with the Phoenix Zoo.
Yes.
Amber, what's the benefit in doing an indefinite loan rather than just, is it too difficult to just give them the animals?
I believe, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Zeiler, I believe that you have the authority to loan animals because you hold them in trust for the people of Arizona. Okay. And so you can provide them on loan.
Makes sense. Thank you. And isn't the thing, isn't that also in case the zoo or whatever the entity runs into trouble and can't take care of the, do we receive them back at that point?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Davis, in an event like that, we would end up coordinating with other zoos to put those birds in another facility. They would no longer be able to be released back into the wild.
And Mr. Chairman, in the written record that you created, aren't the 6 going to be problem birds?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Davis, that is a possibility. We do have a location in southeastern Arizona where birds come onto private property, and that owner has asked us to remove them on multiple occasions. So most likely it would be those birds, unless we're doing a capture for translocation.
Will there be any acknowledgement that the birds came from Arizona Game and Fish?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Okay. Follow-up, Mr. Chairman. Then, I guess for me, though, my comfort with this was that we were going to be dealing with potential problem birds. If we're not dealing with problem birds, we obviously don't, we haven't reached populations that we would like of goulds at this point, I assume, statewide or in that area of the state. Why would we then provide those birds if we haven't reached our targets?
Unless
they're problem birds.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Davis, we have, I wouldn't say we've reached capacity for Gould's turkeys in Arizona, but we have put Gould's in all of the high and most of the medium quality habitats across the state. Six Gould's turkeys, mostly female, would not be have a population level effect even if we were not at capacity.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a recommendation when the commission is ready.
Proceed, please.
The department recommends that the commission vote to approve the El Paso Zoo request for the indefinite loan of six Gould's turkeys to be captured in conjunction with the department planned Gould's turkey capture effort.
All in favor?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any opposed? Carries 5-0. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, we'll move to item two, approve proposed consideration of proposed commission orders 3, 4, and 5 and 26 for 2021 and 21-22 fall and spring hunting seasons. Presenter is Amber Munig, Big Game Supervisor.
Mr. Chairman, a question.
Go ahead, please, Mr. Commissioner.
Is it, it doesn't appear that we have any of the public. Is it, are we able to hear all the recommendations and pass one recommendation as an option if we don't have public?
Mr. Chair, not to answer that question, but we could just go straight to the recommendation on each of these if you want to do it that way.
Yeah. My preference would be that you approve a recommendation per species and not lump them all together, but you don't need to go through an entire presentation if you can waive that.
That sounds fine. Go ahead, Amy.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. I can jump to each of those recommendations here in a moment. I do want to point out in the binder that you have, it's got the presentation, it's got the original commission memo with the commission orders that show the changes for each species, and then you have a certification tab. Under the certification tab are the same commission orders that show the actual hunts being recommended for elk and pronghorn for 2020 and 21, fall turkey for 2020-21, population management hunts for 2020-21, and spring turkey for 21-22. One question, would you like to see the change in permit slide or just go straight to recommendations?
I think just go to the recommendations at this point. Mr. Chairman. Yes.
Just so I am, you know, my attitude of it is you've done a great job and we don't need to, unless you want to get up and give all those things. I don't know that it's not necessary, and I want to make sure that you don't think that we're just blowing this off. We're not. We've all looked at them, every one of us. From a personal standpoint, maybe I can get an antelope tag this year, and also from the commission standpoint. So please do not take this as a, and I hope you're not. But if you want to go ahead and read them all, I have done that.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brake, you know I absolutely love coming up here. Presenting every time. So, you know, the longer I can stay here, the better it is. I do know that several of my colleagues out here have asked me to make this really quick so that they can go watch a football game where a team that lost last weekend may lose again. So, I don't know.
Ooh. Okay, I changed my vote. I want to hear every bit.
He wants every word now.
Yeah, which team? Yeah. Which team?
So, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission.
They're going to win.
The department recommends that the commission vote to approve Commission Order 3, Pronghorn, for the 2020 and 21 hunting seasons, as presented or provided in your binder.
Mr. Chairman, I'll just make one general statement for all of these, that the Hunt Recommendations Committee has reviewed each of these commission orders and would recommend approval on each one. I'll start off by making the motion to approve Commission Order 3 for pronghorn antelope as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Carries.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, the Department recommends that the Commission vote to approve Commission Order 4, Elk, for the 2020 and 21 seasons as provided in your binder.
Mr. Chairman, I do need to make a point on here. The change that we discussed on the phone, that will be taken care of in the print of this.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Zeiler, that has already been corrected in the certification copy. What he refers to is the St. John's Hunt area and was originally listed as in Unit 2A and 2B. It actually includes portions of 2C, so the description now says 2A, 2B, and 2C.
How'd you know that?
Because I'm going to have to move from St. John's if we don't do something with these elk. Because they're in my front yard. Okay, thank you. I would make a motion then to approve Commission Order 4 on elk as presented with the correction that Amber has mentioned.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Carries 5-0.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, the Department recommends the Commission vote to approve Commission Order 5, Turkey, for the 2020 and 21 fall seasons and the 2021 and 22 spring seasons, as provided in the certification copy in your binder.
Motion. So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Carries 5-0.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, the Department recommends the Commission vote to approve Commission Order 26, Population Management Hunts, as provided in the certification copy in your binder.
Recommend that we approve 26 as stated.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Carries 5-0.
Thank you. That concludes my presentation.
All right, Mr. Chairman, that brings us to item 3, which is future action agenda items and action items. I'm going to try to read Deputy Finley's writing. Something to do with the officer field time metrics and officer field time contacts versus site. Oh, it was presenting the officer field time commission priority metrics, breaking it out between the citations and the customer interactions. The second one was to transition license sales slides to one slide to show the transitions to the combo licenses. This was showing when we show the hunt license data that we show it in conjunction with the combo license sales. We'll obviously do that for the May workshop. Also for the May workshop would be developing the license sales and revenue metrics for us to discuss at the workshop. The fourth one was to which is related to the HPC program, and that was for the department to be working towards and looking for ways to try to get those dollars on the ground each year. There was quite a discussion about what shovel ready is and what wasn't, but I think we can take that direction with what we have. And then the last part was we will have the commissioner-sponsored committee review the draft analysis is done for discussion at the May workshop. with a follow-up at the next regular scheduled commission meeting if needed. That's all I had.
Anybody have anything else?
I think this was a record.
It's a good record.
Yeah. That's all we have for the agenda, sir.
Motion?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Carries 5-0. Thank you.
Got it right.
Wow. 35 minutes. Good work.
I'm going to go take a